This is the face plastered across Germany. Tonight, Anas Amri, a 23-year-old Tunisian national called armed and violent, associated with Islamic terror networks. Police say his ID papers were in the cab of the truck that barreled through a crowded Christmas market at 40 miles an hour. Now we're learning his trail across Germany was a possible tale of missed opportunities. Amri arrived in Germany in July 2015, at one point living in this home for refugees in the Southwest. His asylum application rejected back in June. He was suspected of plotting an attack, even put under surveillance for months. Scheduled to be deported in July, but it never happened because he didn't have a valid passport. And in August, he was reportedly arrested, but then released by a judge after presenting fake documents, and then disappeared.
The ability for law enforcement and the intelligence agencies to identify every single person who poses a threat, it's impossible to do.
Still, at Berlin's police headquarters, officials tell us they have matters under control. I ask him if Berlin is safe.
Berlin is sicher.
Yes, he answers, it is secure. But some security here is still a work in progress, like the famous Christmas market at Alexanderplatz, which just reopened today.
A busy street is right here, and as you can see, the market's entrance has no barrier.
As darkness fell, authorities lowered concrete blocks almost 45 hours after the attack. Now the manhunt sparking fresh criticism of German Chancellor Angela Merkel, under fire for her decision to open German borders to nearly a million migrants, many fleeing the civil war in Syria. The crime scene tonight, not protected by concrete, but guarded by candles.
Officials tonight say Tunisia initially declined issuing that passport, questioning if he was a citizen. They ended up approving it, but that passport arrived today. Lester?
Hans Nichols in Berlin tonight.